Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always a pleasure to check in with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And Martin is here this morning. You braved through the winds of this morning.
Oh,
here,
my
Martin.
Goodness. I'm not carrying an umbrella. It'll be gone.
Yeah, hang on to it for sure. Martin, my gosh, where can we start? There's been so much happening the past week or so. First off, great to see you back to a council chambers once again.
Yeah,
long time coming.
It is. And, you know, we I think March 2020, when was the last we were in, and it was certainly the impact of COVID, and then certainly the flood that impacted the elevator. I thank the staff for their work on moving that work forward, and the gentleman that did the work. As I said to somebody the other day, you know, democracy needs to be accessible to everybody. And, you know, when I heard comments about, well, the people that can't, you know, need the elevator, they can watch online. No, if they wish to be in chambers, then. And so it was, and it's good for counselors. You know, I can clearly remember in 12 years, my elbow partner being Tom Clifford. And you can have those conversations, you know, both before, during, and, you know, after council. And so that's important amongst counselors to get to know. It's like, I compared it this morning when I was thinking about this, that it's like online learning with kids. We know that's not great. And so the online democracy probably isn't the best neither. But, you know, those are things you do when you have to do it. And, exactly. And you know, once again, with being in the chambers, you develop that relationship with council and staff as well. So it's great to be in.
It is great to have it back to in-person get-togethers, much like it's great to have you here in the studio. I mean, we can chat on the phone or we can chat by Zoom, but it's wonderful to have you here in studio.
Exactly.
Jack. There you go. Let's talk budget off the top. You want to spotlight that?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a few minutes about budget. It's certainly... It's what's driving us right now as a council, ensuring that, you know, that we're respectful of tax levy, and also we're respectful of the service that we offer. And it's a push and pull. You know, I got an email yesterday from somebody saying, please fix John Street. And certainly, you know, when we talk about capital projects like that, you know, Albert Street alone for a couple blocks this year, it's scheduled for $3.8 million. So we know that tax levy, you know, we want to keep it to a good level for our residents, but we also need those tax dollars to provide the services that residents want and deserve. You know, we look at a budget this year of $140 million plus. 68 of that is going to come out of tax levy, and the rest from user fees, grant, et cetera. So we're into four of our fifth budget evenings. We certainly are not going to push it through and just say, you know what, let's just get it done, and probably going to expand one more session beyond the next. So I think February the 21st is a date, and March the 7th is another. So lots of work there, but it's necessary work to get it as right as we can get it.
Yeah,
it's not a perfect science.
Yeah, exactly. We're chatting with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And Martin, you were recently chatting with Perth Wellington MPP Matthew Ray.
Yes, and that ties back to budget, because we know that a big part of budget is capital costs and you know, the infrastructure piece. And so, you know, having Matthew in the house to talk about infrastructure dollars is so important. And also, as we move forward, and progress is slow, but it's purposeful with regards to the Grand Trunk site, you know, so how is he going to be connected? And certainly we're making submissions to the provincial government. I was up to Queen's Park, took the train a couple weeks ago. It was wonderful to do that. But certainly having Matthew on our side, and he is a great facilitator, a great ambassador of Perth Wellington and of Stratford as well. But a shout out to Matthew. He arrived and there was a balloon ready for him and Megan as they announced their wedding. He said he had a tough time hiding his Swanson's jeweler box with the ring in it on his hike. And so a shout out to Matthew as they prepare for a wedding somewhere down the road.
And he is a tall guy.
Yes. Yes. So to hide that big box in that lanky body of his, that was probably very difficult.
Now let's talk about, you know, we're talking about budget, lots of information with the city of Stratford, and we talk about, you know, engagement, the engagement surveys, and reaching out, getting information. Certainly we pass things along with mystratfordnow.com and at the radio station, but there's lots of ways to get information.
Yeah, and first and foremost, CJCS 107.7 does a great job of connecting, you know, what's going on to the community into the community at large. But I was at the Festival Rotary Club the other morning and speaking, and it was another morning of let's celebrate Gene Aitchison. So it was magic. Yes. And but somebody asked, they said, okay, where do we get this information? And I think sometimes I take it for granted that Mike Bites at our city, he's our communications expert, our officer, that Mike does a great job of providing information. So if you go on the city website, there is so much information, you know, a click away. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's what I shared with the group that morning, that, yeah, take advantage of that on the city website. And if it's not on the city website, it'll connect you to another site that has a more fulsome explanation. Sure. But it certainly may be the jumping off point.
Yeah, and the Facebook page is excellent too, along with Twitter with the city of Stratford, exactly. The municipality. Boy, I know it's not exactly winter weather today.
Yes.
But let's talk about some winter events. You were taking part in Winter Pride just recently.
Oh, well, you know, a shout out to that, the group that put together the events around Love is Love. You know, I had the opportunity to attend the Rainbow Gala. It was a wonderful evening of entertainment and celebration. It was just, and to cap the whole, and I shared with the audience when I got to the podium, I said, I'm going to be the most boring piece of this whole evening as I stand with my clipboard and notes. And then to follow me up was the cast of Rent, eight, 9 days in. Yeah. And there they are on the stage performing, and it was just exceptional. So a great evening, and big shout out to the group that put that together. The other piece that I had the blessing the other morning, Monday morning, of raising the Black History Month flag. You know, that is so important. We talked in City Council the other night about the land claim acknowledgement. So our work with our development, equity, and inclusive team, Kevin Bunnell and Gabby Rodriguez, of, you know, promoting and encouraging us to be an inviting community, and, you know, a community that include everybody is included. So, and I remind people of, you know, the history in Stratford, the Black history in Stratford, and remind people, if you want to connect through our website, as just mentioned, through the city website, and they will connect you to the Stratford and District Historical Society and Nancy Musselman for those tours.
Oh, very good.
You know, the Black History Month is well underway, and like you mentioned, there's lots on the city website, but a click away to the Stratford and District Historic Society.
Very good. So we got Stratford Winterfest coming up this weekend as well, and you're going to be at least checking it out for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. And I'm hoping Karis Wynn Hughes will still accept some. I believe they're doing some big equipment, maybe a truck or so, but certainly I would love to bring a piece of farm equipment in. Coldest night of the year coming forward.
Yeah.
Shameless sponsorship piece for me. You can find myself attached to the Monteith Ritzma Phillips team. So if you want to sponsor the mayor, by all means, shameless invite to that. And lots of great things happening in our community. I hope the weather, cooperates for the Winterfest.
Sure,
but we're going to make it, the group will make it work.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
We will, and they always have. I think back to the days of Beatrice Jordan, and I can't not mention Beatrice as we talk Winterfest. So, and the last, a shout out to the Stratford Farmers Market.
Yeah.
And I had a chance last Saturday morning to make a bacon and a bun for Mr. D, who now is the
Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Yeah.
It does an amazing job.
Jerry D. Yeah.
Jerry D.
Wow.
And, I shared with him, and he, we had a common history. We both started in our careers as phys ed teachers.
Oh, okay.
So lots going on in the Stratford Farmers Market, and even celebrities in the house.
He didn't quiz you on the top five sandwiches.
No, I know. And they're on the board. click.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with lots of information. Stratford.ca is the website. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you ever so much.